This photograph has two absolutely marvelous characteristics. The first is this exquisite sense of white. Photographic white is a very difficult thing because pure white, detailless white, is a blank. But that's not what this is. This picket fence, the side of this white building, are not blank. They're bathed in sunlight, and that requires a very, very delicate hand. If they were too white, they'd be blank. If they're too dark, they'd be gray. It's that perfect white. I've talked about this in other podcasts. It is such a magical thing when you can get it. It's one of the reasons why film, large format film in particular, is such a joy when working with this kind of illumination. This is a 4x5 exposure, and as a result of that, there is all kinds of detail in this white that just brings it to life. The second aspect of this photograph is the sense of physical balance. There's this very heavy, weighty thing on the right-hand side, the building, and way off to the left is this little cluster of bushes that's right on the very edge of the photograph. The careful composition of these two give it a teeter-totter kind of balance that is just exquisitely done. I often use this idea of the childhood teeter-totter as a means of judging a composition like this, because the balance in the composition, either in balance or out of balance, is such an impact on how we view an image that it can't be denied and definitely should not be ignored. David Grant Best gets it just right, creating this sense of balance by positioning these things exactly where they need to be in the frame to create that sense of physical balance that lends itself to the sense of visual balance.